Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. Good evening. My name is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. Today is November 5th, 2022, Saturday. Welcome, and I hope you had a wonderful week. And if you didn't, well, things are going to change with prayer. Amen. All right. Let me get into the message tonight. I'm sorry about last week. I didn't feel too well. I guess it's the change of the weather really got did a number on my body, and I just needed the extra rest. And I thank you for those that prayed for me for last week, and praise the Lord, I'm back. This week, I have a message for you. This kept ringing in my spirit, because I asked the Lord, what do I bring your people? And I kept hearing order, God's order. And so the Lord began to speak to me. God is a God of order. Everything he does with order. We too should be in order if we're going to be living the life for God. He created us to think in an orderly way, to reason in an orderly way, to judge and consider all aspects of a matter in an orderly way. God says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together. God loves it when we have communion with him, because there he can share what he has for us. He loves us, and that's when we come together with him and we're willing to come to him with our questions as we study his word, so that we can bring order, so he can bring us order in our lives, in our thoughts, and so that there can be order in our lives. Amen. And so, one moment here. Our ways are not God's ways. And many people think that because if they thought it, then it should be the way that God sees things. And they sometimes judge God's ways by what they see in others. So our ways that are out of order, the more we seek him and are more like him, the more orderly our lives become. Only he can bring that order in our lives. You have to remember that. Remember that scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added on. So God's order can only come when we seek him before anything else. His word says that. And so you can't base your truth based on what you see others doing. I know this coworker, and she says, I don't know about Christianity, because she sees her husband's family that are pastors and have a church and this and that. She believes that she can't trust all Christians because of what she's seen in their family and how they've treated her. So we have to be real careful to walk in God's order. Today, others trust in the way that's off from God's truth. For instance, people are doing drugs, living together without being married, having children without being married, believing whatever they think is right, even while going to church and hearing something different from what they're doing. So, you know, I don't know if they think that just because they're in church that it's going to absolve everything that they're doing currently. I'm not sure about that. But some people think it's okay to live your way. And, you know, once you go to church once a week, you're good. You're good. No, you're not good. You have to obey what God says in his word. Just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're following his ways. And there lives and their lives are in this disorder, and they wonder why. If you find yourself heavy laden, it could be that you haven't done the things God's told you to do. You're not doing things God's way. If there's chaos and confusion in your life, it could mean that you've done something that is not godly, is not in God's way. Or it could be another person has done some things that are wrong. And so your choices, other people's choices, affect your order. That's why it's important to protect that order, because when there is order, there is peace. So you have to protect that peace. You have to protect that order. you may not be able to change another person, but you can change, you can allow God to change you and your thoughts, your ways of believing, thinking, and choosing. When you allow God's order, it brings blessings. It begins, you'll begin to experience the blessings of God. When we're in God's order, there's freedom. There's love. God made a way to see through Jesus how much he loved us. But in everything, we must make the choice. The choice is his ways, to live under his order, his headship, instead of our sins, a sin's dominion and imprisonment. Because when we don't obey God and follow God's orders, we actually imprison ourselves. And it's not God doing it. It's you allowing it to happen to your own life. So God brings us comfort and peace, even in the midst of often a disorderly life, you know, a disorderly world. In our lives, in ourselves, we can't bring order. We need him because he is God. And where he is, there is order. Living in God's order brings peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people." So even in the meetings, in church meetings, there has to be God's order. Peace in Greek means that you have oneness and quietness. Everything God created, he did it with order. Therefore, since God is a God of order, we need to live our lives as orderly as possible in reflecting God's ways. Think about this. Are these things that I'm going to mention in God's order what we're living? Are you in your commitment? Are you committed? That's all. That's part of being in an order. Are your emotions in order? Are your actions in God's order? Is your worship in God's order? Because even in worship, you just can't worship God any old way that you want. There's an order of worshiping God. When your life is in God's order, guess what? Unbelievers see us living our lives in a way that helps them to see why they live, why their lives are in such disorder. And then they become curious and they want to be directed to God's ways. Then we kind of like provoke them to jealousy. God's ways are the things that make sense, that are the same and that never change. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. His ways bring peace. If you don't have these things, then you need to ask yourself what you're missing in God and get back to his order. So if that's something that's happening and there's all chaos and confusion, you may not be actually following what God is telling you to do. His ways are higher than yours. His thoughts are higher than yours. Anything outside of God is chaos and confusion. Are you living in chaos and confusion? Is there chaos and confusion in your family, in your job, in your life, in your health? Maybe because you're not listening to God's order, what God is saying, this is the way you should go. And if you're not following it, plain and simple, there's chaos and confusion. There's disorder of all kinds. There's imprisonment. So in Jesus' name, let me pray for you. I do apologize for last week. I know that I'm doing the shows earlier because I go to work very early, so I need to get my rest. But I'll pray a general prayer tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you, Father God, for your order. Without you, we cannot live this life. Only you know what's best. And Father, tonight I pray for all the listeners tonight, that whatever things are in their lives that are maybe not in line with peace. Lord, I ask you, Father God, that you just touch them and give them the wisdom to know what to do, how to walk in that order, Father God, so that there won't be disorder in their lives. Father, I pray, Father God, for any of those that are sick, that you touch them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet and bring healing, Father God. Restore their healing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Restore their bodies, Father God. And, Father God, for relationships, because for families, Father God, that are living in disorder and that there's fighting going on and disagreements. And, Father, I just pray that you touch marriages tonight. Help the marriages, Father God. Restore people. Help them to understand each other and to first put you first above all things. Draw them to you, Father God. Help them to remember the things that they were taught when they were young. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just bring order to those that are in living single lives, Father God. Help them, Father God, to put you first, to put you first above all else. And we thank you, Father God, for this tonight. We pray, Father God, that you bless Prophet Randy and the PGN family tonight. Then, Father God, to open their eyes, to see the things that are coming on the earth. And we just praise you for that in Jesus' name. I also wanted to mention a part of what I had spoken the week before last. It's in Revelation 16:12. It talks about the angels that are pouring out the bowls on the great river Euphrates. We've been seeing on the news how the river Euphrates has been drying up. And it talks about it in the word that it would dry up. It says here in Revelation 16:12. And it says, and its water was dried up to prepare the way for the kings from the east. So apparently that sounds like war. And it reports the different bowls that are poured by these angels, things that are judgments that are coming. And people are not understanding. They're living life as the same as always. And so this drying up of the Euphrates, that's a part of the disorder that I was talking about, that it talks about the disorder. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:33. It says, our God is a God of order who does all things well. God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. With God, disorder and chaos give way to order and peace. We see both order and chaos in the first book of the Bible, in Genesis, where it says, in the beginning, God started with a world that was formless and empty. That is, the earth was in a chaotic state. But then God brought order in a series of divisions. He divided the darkness from the light, and that's in Genesis 1-4. He divided the water under the firmament from the water over the firmament, Genesis 1-7. And so I bring that up, and let me continue. And he divided the sea from the dry land, Genesis 1:9. He made all plants and animals to multiply according to their kind, Genesis 1:11-12. And 22-25. He created mankind with an orderly distinction between male and female. Aren't we seeing disorder with that now? God placed the first man in a beautiful garden, Adam and Eve, to work it and to take care of it, right? And God wanted Adam and Eve to maintain order in the creation. So we're seeing all this, how order and disorder affect the earth, affect people, a man and woman. There's a distinction between man and woman. There is a distinction between the firmament from the water over the firmaments. And so the Euphrates rivers is drying up. There's a disorder that is taking place in the world. There's a disorder. Sin brings all that. And so I mention this so that you can understand that these things that are happening in the Euphrates are opening the way for more disorder. It's when there is no order, there is no boundaries. So when there is no water in the Euphrates, there's not going to be any boundaries there, anything to stop these kings of the earth from coming. And what are they coming for? They're coming for war. That's usually where chaos and confusion takes place. So we need to pray against, we need to pray that God's will be done. Not our will, but his will be done. These things are going to take place no matter if you pray against them and want something different. We have to be wise and pray God's will be done in these situations. These things are the same things that were taking place in Babylon, in Persia. All this was taking place in the Euphrates. That's where all this took place, and that's where I believe these powers and principalities, they may have, there is four angels that are going to be released once that Euphrates is dry. And so I believe that those principalities are the ones that are going to bring on this chaos and confusion and this disorder in the world. We need to pray that we are strong, that we are able to do what it is that God wants us to do in these dark days. Amen. And so that is my message for tonight. I want you to continue praying and look at the news with the eyes of what the Word of God says. And so tonight, well, I'm going to end the show early. And I pray blessings over you and that God will open your eyes to his truth in Jesus' name. And thank you, and you have a wonderful week. Be blessed, and God bless. Good night.
Of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, the time by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every
If you want prayer ministry, raise your hand by dialing 1 on your phone, and you'll be placed in the queue. Otherwise, I won't be able to answer your call. So 1 in your phone. I see callers here, and they don't have their hands raised. So I will not take you if your hand isn't raised. Dial 1 on your phone pad, and it'll let you into the queue. All right. Your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Your name and where you're calling from? Yes. Your name and where you're calling from?
Louisiana.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Louisiana. I'm calling from Louisiana. My name is Jacqueline.
Oh, Miss Jacqueline. Okay. All right. I will not put you on mute because Block Talk is acting funny. So let me pray for you.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for Miss Jacqueline. I thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord is her strength. That no matter what's going on, her strength, she knows it comes from the Lord. You may be going through trouble, but God is your strength. God is your strength. I see the word strength. And I thank you, Lord, for that strength that you're giving Jacqueline. Father God, to overcome the things that are coming against her, because she knows who she stands on, that it's not on the world,
yes.
It's not on people, but on you. Her trust
Amen.
Is in you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. Strengthen her. Give her even more strength, Father God, and help her, Father God, to be a witness, a strong witness to those that look at her life, Father God, that they will see, Father God, that this is a woman of God seeking your face, knowing her who she is in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And God is not done with you, Miss Jacqueline. He has more for you.
Amen.
Continue to stand strong. Continue to stand
Amen.
Strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, I saw the word strength. How are you, Miss Jacqueline?
Okay.
How was your week?
Okay. All right.
Praise the Lord. Do you have a testimony or a word for us tonight?
No.
Amen.
No.
All right. Is there
All right.
anything you want us to pray about?
No, I don't have anything to pray about.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. So far,
All
so
right.
good.
Good, good. I'm glad. Anything new that you're trying to help you out?
No, I ain't trying nothing new yet.
Okay. All right. So you're doing good? Are you still on your walks?
I'm still on my walks.
Good, good. And how's that coming along?
It's
feeling
it's
good.
It's coming along good. It's feeling good.
All right. Great
it's
job.
So relaxing.
Really?
Thank yeah, you, it's relaxing.
You keep moving, right?
Keep moving.
So what's going on? God is giving you strength to overcome. Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, so far.
All right. So anything that you've seen on the news that you want to share?
No, I ain't seen nothing on the news.
Okay. Have you seen the bit of the Euphrates drying up?
No.
Yeah.
What is
it?
It
is drying up. The Euphrates River. And it talks about, the Bible talks about it in Revelation 16. Where it talks about it drying up. And once it dries up, it prepares the way for the kings from the east. And so we're starting to see things like that. And right now, Russia and Korea, South Korea, North Korea, there's things going on with these. And China right now is being really quiet, so that's a little concerning. We have to pray that we're strong as we go through what the coming months and weeks are about to unfold. So the Lord is coming, so we have to get ready.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, God. All right. Well, God bless you. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I don't have nothing else to say. Thank you so much for the prayer, Adam.
All right. God bless you, and you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see. All right. All right, everyone. It's going to be the end of the show. I'm starting to come earlier on the show. Like I said, I have a job that I go to work early, and I need to do the show earlier. So I do apologize for last week. I wasn't feeling well, and but I'll continue every Saturday. Until further notice, it's going to be 7 o'clock PGN time. All right, everybody. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful night. Good night.